I've lived in Colorado for 30 years, father of two young children. I was a two-term Eagle County Commissioner between 2001 and 2009. I ran a national charity for disadvantaged kids based on outdoor sports leadership that I started in 1993 and expanded it to 36 ski resorts throughout the United States, in which 60,000 kids have gone through. And I have a master's in business administration from the University of Denver.
You are a Democratic candidate for the state Senate seat in District 8 here in Colorado, which Bob Rankin, a Republican, now fills. Why did you decide to run?
I think what we're about to experience in the United States and in Colorado is going to be a defining moment for us. Initially, I started because of my conviction to change the path of where climate change is going and to try to put in legislation that is going to draw down our greenhouse use to build up some form of affordable health care, if not universal health care, and try to do it on the local level. Now that we're faced with the coronavirus and not knowing what the next couple of months will be and what our economy is doing, it's even galvanized my conviction more to lead and help people in need during the most critical times. We have 8 years left, as scientists have told us, in order to avert what is going to be a climate catastrophe or apocalypse if we don't do something now. Colorado is an oil and gas state, and we need to have honest, authentic leaders who are willing to make hard decisions on the oil and gas companies and convert our economies over to renewable energies for all.
Originally, before COVID-19 hit, you were running as a climate activist. Your website, Arn, makes you sound like you want people to be scared. How effective do you think a fear-based campaign is right now?
See, I don't see it as a fear-based campaign because I get my information from the literature and scientists that have been using the type of information like we have 8 years. As a person who has run a national organization and a large county with a $100 million budget, you need to have the data in order to decide the type of direction that you're going in. So you have to look at, for example, with climate change, how are we going to convert our utility companies from oil and gas and coal over to the type of renewables that we need? How are we going to be able to convert our commercial and residential buildings? How are we going to change our transportation? What are we going to do about our agricultural system? So what I have always done, if it's fighting for early childcare development, or if it's bringing in some of the most strict affordable housing type of codes, is to tell people where it's at. When I go into my doctor's office, I want to know what's going on with me. That doesn't scare me. And then you have to create a development plan and execute that plan.
Protecting Western Colorado water and the environment, affordable health care, housing, and better education, and a path to immigration. Those are the issues that you have on your website that are key issues for you. Has COVID-19 sort of pushed those off the table?
You know, I try to not look at things as linear or binary. I try to look at them very holistically. What this is potentially doing is giving us an opportunity for character and for strength and getting prepared for the type of new economies that I've been advocating for 5 years. I ran on the Green New Deal in 2016 and 2018. I ran on universal health care. My opponent, Carl Hanlon, did not come out for those type of things. That is where we're headed. It's just happening sooner than later. Economists are saying that this is going to take a year or two in order to get through. We are going to see a different type of economy when we come out of this. I believe, as a progressive, as somebody who believes that government could help through a social safety net in different types of ways, as we're seeing even Donald Trump calling for right now, except I don't want to see corporate socialism. I want to see the type of support that our taxpayer dollars are going to in order to help our neediest people. So if that means the type of lessons that we're learning now, will that prepare us better on what we're going to need to do in order to prevent and avert climate change? I hope so. Governor Polis himself said to an individual who said, you're going to kill the economy. You're going to create job loss by the type of restrictions that you're placing on us now. He said, if everyone dies, we're not going to have an economy. Well, apply that to climate change. Apply that to what we're seeing of the separation of the rich and poor. Apply that in the type of racism that we've seen in America and how it's continued to grow under Donald Trump, and any other of the issues that I've already listed.
Arne Menconi, is there anything you'd like to add?
First and foremost, I want to send out my love and compassion to all who's listening. These are very, very difficult times. Why I would like your support is I'm willing to make this a full-time job so that we elect a Democrat and get a climate denier, Bob Rankin, out of office.